Well, more than 300 transportation measures were considered during this election. And on Tuesday, voters approved about $170 billion in public transit funding. Laura Bliss is a staff writer at CityLab, a part of The Atlantic. She covers infrastructure and joins us from New York. Laura, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy.
And three projects got a lot of attention. Let's start with the West Coast. Los Angeles County Measure M, which passed. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this was exciting for LA County residents who care about transit. This was about $121 billion in taxpayer funds over the course of several decades. That's going to be devoted to all kinds of things, including several new light rail lines, including a tunnel through the very infamously clogged Sepulveda Pass, where the I-405 runs, and also a number of extensions. Both rail and bus rapid transit to some of the less connected parts of the county, kind of in the southeastern regions. Also sidewalk improvements, improved bus service on existing lines, better bike infrastructure. It really has the potential to transform the region over the next several decades.
And San Francisco's BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, also got the support it needed for a $3.6 billion bond. But one of the biggest transit projects was in Seattle. ST3, what would that do?
Yeah, ST3. So this is a $54 billion initiative that got approved. This is going to come from sort of a variety of tax increases among Seattle area residents. And yeah, this is a major light rail expansion that's going to supposedly put Seattle sort of on par with San Francisco and Washington, D.C. as far as their rail connectivity, connecting several counties around the city of Seattle. So you really get a kind of regional system going.
And in Atlanta, a $2.5 billion proposal was approved to increase capacity and reliability for MARTA. That's the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. What about on the state level? There were 154 ballot measures on transportation. What were some of the big ones?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw plenty of states discussing bond measures and advisory measures like red light camera rules and, you know, talking about allocating funds towards building roads and highways. But some of the big stories were actually kind of about, you know, how are states controlling the funds that are going to transportation? So, for example, in California, this did not pass, but there was an initiative to get voter approval on state-issued infrastructure bonds of more than $2 billion. And that could have had the potential to actually stop some big infrastructure projects that are already underway. And then in Illinois and New Jersey, two initiatives did pass. They were both called transportation lockbox measures. And what these do are essentially like cordon off revenues from the gas tax and other sources that are really meant for transportation, but sometimes politicians draw on for other purposes. So this was sort of voters saying, no, we really want this money for transportation and transportation only.
What does it say to you that in so many places around the country, voters approved these measures to spend money on upgrading public transportation and at the same time elected a lot of people who are against doing exactly that? That if you were to poll Republicans in Congress, you probably wouldn't find very many who were big fans of spending money on public transportation.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, transit in particular had this victory on Tuesday night, and it really does speak to this sort of divergent voting base, right? We do have these cities, even cities in states that went thoroughly red, right? Saying, you know, we really want an urban future and we are willing to tax ourselves to pay for it. And absolutely, it is a story that runs counter to the votes that certainly propelled President-elect Trump to victory and really changed the tides in Congress. So, yeah, we do have this these two stories happening on the local and state and federal levels.
When you look around the country and all of the funding that has now been approved by voters to upgrade these public transit systems, if everything works as they plan, in 20 years, what's going to be a really standout system in this country?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think, you know, LA and Seattle certainly hope to be these sort of shining West Coast examples of cities that you know, once didn't invest particularly in rail and that kind of commitment to transit. But I think that they really hope to be leaders. And I think it will remain to be seen. You know, many of these projects do rely on pretty hefty federal matching funds. That's how their funding mechanisms are designed. So, you know, there is some question about what money is really going to come through for them, even with the sort of massive commitment that local voters have made.
That's Laura Bliss, a staff writer at CityLab, a part of The Atlantic. She covers infrastructure. Laura, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy. Pleasure.